April 24, 1931, how God, in operating, requires the acts of the creatures as the little ground on which to place his works. Who forms the breath, the heartbeat, of creation? The works of God, bearers of life. I was continuing my acts in the divine fiat O. How I would love that nothing would escape me of what it has done, both in creation and in redemption, to be able to compete with my little incessant, I love you, I adore you, I thank you, I bless you, and I pray you that the kingdom of the divine will come upon earth. But while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, even though our divine operating superabounds but so much, that the creature cannot arrive at taking all the superabundance of the goods that we put in our creative works yet, in order to operate we always require the little operating of the creature. And according to the more or the less of her operating, so we dispose the more or the less of the goods that we want to give in the work we want to do for the good of creatures. In fact, their operating serves us as little ground or space on which to place our goods. If a ground or space is small, we can place little. If it is large, we can place more. And if we want to place more, she will be incapable of taking and of comprehending what we have given her. See, then, how necessary is the little operating of the creature so that our works may have life in the midst of the human generations. More so since, as the creature begins her little acts, her prayers, her sacrifices in order to obtain the good that we want to give her, she places herself in communication with her Creator, she opens a sort of correspondence, and all her acts are nothing other than little letters that she sends to him, in which she now prays, now cries, and now offers him her own life, to move him to give the good that we want to give her. This disposes the creature to receive it, and God to give it. If it were not so, the way would be missing, and all communications would be closed. The knowledge of he who wants to give the gift would be missing, and it would be like giving and exposing our gifts to hostile people, who are neither loved by us, nor lovers of us, which cannot be. While, when we want to do a work, we always elect someone who loves us and whom we love, because love is the seed, the substance, the life of our works. And when love is missing, the respiration, the heartbeat of a work are missing, and the gift received is not appreciated, and by not appreciating it, there is the danger for it to die at birth. Here, then, the necessity of your acts and of the sacrifice even of your life in order to make my divine will known and to make it reign. There's no greater work than this, and this is why I want your repeated acts, your incessant prayers, and your prolonged sacrifice of a life buried alive. This is nothing other than the spacious ground on which to place such a great good. Each act of yours is a little letter that you send to us. And we, in reading it, say, ah, yes, there is someone who wants our will upon earth, and who wants to give her own life in order to make it reign. With this, we dispose things, the graces, the events, in order to fill your little ground, and we wait for you to expand it more in order to place the great gift of the kingdom of our will. This happened in redemption. I waited for so long to descend from heaven to earth in order to give the chosen people sufficient time to prepare, with their acts, prayers and sacrifices, the little ground on which I could place the fruits of redemption, that were so superabundant, that creatures have yet to take everything. And if they had done more, I would have given more. And if I had wanted to give more without even a comma, a dot of their acts, it would have been for them like an illegible book whose language is unknown. Like a treasury as though without key, such that one does not know what is inside. In fact, the act of the creature is the eye that reads and the key that opens in order to take my gifts. And besides, to give without the gift given being known it would have been a sorrow, and unworthy of our wisdom. Therefore, be attentive in following my divine will. The more you will follow it, the more you will recognize it, and the more superabundant it will be in giving its goods. After this, I was continuing my round in creation, to unite myself to the acts done by the divine will in it. And my sweet Jesus added, My daughter, the breath, the heartbeat, the circulation of the blood of creation is our love, adoration and glory. We placed in it what we are in ourselves. Our nature is most pure love, and our sanctity is so great, that what this love produces is nothing other than profound adoration and perennial glory to our divine being. So, in putting out the creation, we had to put what we possess, nor could we put things that did not belong to us. Therefore, the heartbeat of creation is love, and as it palpitates, it pearls it with new love that, giving it the race of the circulation, repeats incessantly, adoration and glory to our Creator. Now, if the creature goes around in the created things, placing her love, she places her own and takes our love, and makes new love arise, to wait for her again in order to receive, and to give its for love. So, an exchange takes place, and a contest between the created things and the creature, that, uniting together, give love, adoration, and glory to our Supreme Being. Therefore, if you want to love, think that all created things have our mandate to give you love, as long as they receive yours. In this way, the feast of our love will be maintained in heaven and on earth, and you will feel the happiness of our love. And the breath of love, the heartbeat of the adoration, will be substituted in you, and perennial glory to your Creator will circulate in your blood. Now, you must know that our works are full of life. Our creative strength has the virtue of placing the vital seed in all the works we do, and of communicating it to the creatures who make use of them. Creation is packed with our creative works. Redemption is an immense field of our actions done so that they might bring to creatures the life and the good that they contain. So, we are surrounded by the magnificence of our works, but we have the sorrow that these works are not taken, and many of them are not even known by creatures, and therefore are as though dead for them. In fact, they bring life and produce fruits of life for as much use as they make of them. And to keep so many vital works exposed, so many properties of ours without producing the fruits they contain. And, even more, to see the creatures poor, weak and without the life of true good, grieves us so much, that you cannot comprehend into what condition of sorrow creatures put us. We find ourselves in the conditions of a father who, having many children, prepares dinner, and while he prepares it, he is all in feast, thinking that his children will not be starving, but will eat of his own. Then he sets the table, he arranges the plates with the variety of the foods he has prepared. Then he calls the children, that they might come and enjoy the nice foods he has prepared. But the children do not listen to the voice of the father, and the dinner is left there without anyone touching it. What is not the sorrow of this father in seeing that his children do not sit at his table and do not nourish themselves with the foods he has prepared? The mere looking at the table, filled with foods, causes him sorrow. Such are we in seeing that the creatures do not care about the many works we have done with so much love for them. Therefore, the more you will take of our own, the more divine life you will receive. You will make us more content, and will heal our deep wound of human ingratitude. Fiat.